he is. Shall I tell him then?
Don't you dare.
What's up with you?
I don't feel...
Yes, Abs! Yeah, Mean wants to have a word with you, don't you, Mina? Mina! Mina! Oh my gosh, help! Somebody! Late again, boss?
Yeah, foiled by a bloody frozen lunchbox.
Hey?
I get halfway here and then I spot it on the back seat, so I had to go back to school.
I'm not following, boss. How'd you manage to freeze it?
Not frozen, frozen. You know, annoying song, singing snowman.
You've lost me.
Let it go.
I will then. I think you're ready for a nice hot latte.
It's a film. Alice loves it. I've had to watch it at least half a dozen times.
Oh, Frozen.
I think you might be the one in need of a coffee. Ah, caught in the act, Tanner. What have I told you about playing Candy Crush?
That solitaire is better for the brain.
Exactly. So what have you got for me then?
Something or nothing.
Boss, when you see this, you're going to wish it was Candy Crush.
We've had Mrs. Valerie Campbell on the phone from Woodward Park High School. They have a suspected case of FGM, that's female genital.
Yeah, we know what it means. Evidently you didn't.
Oh, well, that should help our conviction rates no end. What do we know?
14-year-old girl, Amina Ibrahim, collapsed at school first thing this morning. She's been admitted to the infirmary and the head said she was still unconscious when the ambulance came.
Why do they think it's FGM?
Well, she was bleeding down there. The head was at pains to tell me that Amina is from a relevant at-risk community, as identified by the Home Office. And there are rumours circulating that she's been circumcised.
Is there any physical evidence of FGM?
Not confirmed, no. We're waiting to get an update from the medical staff.
I take it her parents have been informed?
School have contacted them, yeah.
Will they know the school have reported this to us?
That's unlikely.
Good.
Are these rumours solely because she's from this so-called at-risk community?
I bet we've got a girl who's having a bad time of the month and an overworked head who's heard the government banging on about mandatory reporting. She'll be trying to cover her own back.
Maybe. Or we've got a young woman who's been butchered with a razor blade lying in hospital. The perpetrator could be cutting other girls as we speak.
That's a little brutal, even for you.
She's right.
Aren't we supposed to be non-judgmental?
Guess that's easier to do when you don't have a clitoris.
Or a heart. Sue, go into school and see what we can find out. Check who Amina's friends are, who was with her. Keep it low-key, though. Don't want to cause alarm.
Okay.
And keep your opinions to yourself.
Yes, boss.
Tanner, check if Amina is on the Child Protection Register. Does she have siblings? And get me a profile on her parents.
I'm on it.
And stay off Candy Crush.
Now you pray.
Of course.
You're too late.
It's never too late.
This is your fault. Your fault. You need to find her.
I know what I have to do.
I'm really sorry about your friend.
Thanks.
Must have been very frightening.
It was.
Can you tell me what happened?
She just fell down, collapsed.
Did she know what was wrong with her?
No.
Did she complain of feeling sick, dizzy?
I don't know. She was a bit... She just weren't herself.
In what way?
She was acting funny.
When you say funny...
Just funny.
Okay. Are you aware of anything which may have led her to act funny?
Like what?
Any recent treatment? Was she on medication?
Don't think so, no.
When was the last time you saw Amina before this morning?
Friday.
Was that straight after school?
Miss, can I go? Miss said I can stop at any time. Can I go, miss?
Fatima.
We won't be much longer. I just have a couple more questions. It would really help your friend.
Oh, no, this can't help my friend.
That didn't sound good.
No. It's a confirmed case of FGM. The medical staff have limited experience of this type of procedure, but at this stage, they're concluding type 2 has been attempted.
Type 2?
The removal
Actually,
of...
Actually, do you know what? Spare me the details.
Amina has lost a lot of blood and she's suffering from septic shock, which they're currently treating. She's in intensive care, heavily sedated. Might be some time before we can speak to her, if at all.
Are her parents there?
As far as I can tell. They've consented to a blood transfusion.
Right. Get Sue updated. I'm going to the infirmary. Find out what you can about the girl's mother and father. Get back to me as soon as you can.
On to it, boss.
Mr. Ibrahim, who order you?
DCI Stone. I know this is a difficult time for you, but I have a few questions.
Difficult time? My little girl is in there, unconscious.
I know. I'm very sorry about what happened. When was the last time you saw Amina?
When I last saw my little girl, she was still in one piece.
When was that?
My daughter is a good girl. She's a good student. She stays home. We don't have to worry about her.
Mr. Ibrahim, when did you last see her? This morning?
No.
Last night?
I don't know.
You don't know? You are aware that female circumcision or cutting is illegal in this country?
I don't know anything about this. When this happened or who did this terrible thing. That's your job. You need to be out there finding them.
That's what we're trying to do. What about your wife?
What about my wife?
Will she be able to tell us more?
Do you think if we knew who did this, I'd be standing here?
Well, somebody knows something.
What kind of man do you think I am? Do you think I would harm my own child?
No one is accusing you of anything, Mr. Ibrahim. Most families who perform circumcision see it as an act of love, not harm. They might feel afraid, under pressure.
I won't know anything about that.
Tanner, please tell me you have something on Amina's father.
Sorry, boss. All I've got here is he runs a small engineering firm. No previous. Has 3 points on his license for speeding. Take it you didn't get very far with him.
No. He was evasive, defensive.
What about the mother?
She wasn't here. Mr. Ibrahim says she's gone home. I'm not convinced.
Zukina.
What is it? Is it my Amina?
No. There's no change. Have you found her?
Not yet.
You might not have much time. The police were here.
And?
They're looking for you.
Tumbleweeds at the Ibrahim house.
Well, if Amina's friend knows anything, she's not letting on.
That's the problem with this crime. No one talks.
The rumour got round school somehow.
Well, Amina's dad definitely knows something. And I don't want him anywhere near her when she wakes up.
If?
We need to be the first people to speak to her.
We could contact the safeguarding team. I'm sure we've got enough physical evidence to place her under a police protection order.
Do it. I want an officer stationed next to her room around the clock.
Dad isn't going to like that.
Then he can lump it. Child protection is our priority. Shame it's not his.
He might not know anything. Amina's not on the register and the family have had no contact with social services.
He knows something. He's complicit.
It's primarily the women who are responsible for arranging FGM for their daughters.
He's complicit.
Which might explain why Amina's mother has gone AWOL.
What else you got for me?
Well, she's a housewife. Volunteers sometimes at a charity shop.
Riveting, you've surpassed yourself.
She came on our radar about a month ago. There was a complaint about a group of women meeting in alleged suspicious circumstances. There were usually about 5 or 6 of them, and a neighbour apparently heard crying on a regular basis.
And?
Uniform checked it out and spoke to a couple of the women. One of them was Sakina Ibrahim, Amina's mother.
So what did they find out?
Nothing much. The women refused to answer most of the questions. The gist of it was, things got a bit heated, so we backed off. However, there was a tepid agreement they would try and keep the noise down.
Cry more quietly?
Something like that.
Who was this other woman, besides Amina's mother?
A Mrs. Sadja Cole. It's her house they were meeting at.
Hold on. The neighbour who made the original complaint, what number did she live at?
This one here, with the for sale sign.
Fatima, Mrs. Ibrahim. I need to talk to you. I have to get to class.
So what do you make of that, then?
Glad Mrs. Littlewood's not my neighbour.
About what she had to say?
It's neither here nor there.
She doesn't seem to miss much, and she said there was lots of activity over the weekend.
That alone is not a crime. Not in our eyes, anyway.
What about the noises? She said it was muffled, but could have been crying.
She was initially vague about that. I think she was over-egging it. Telling us what she thought we wanted to hear.
And both Mum and Mrs. Sajikol are missing. She has no influence over that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're shopping together for some blackout blinds and soundproofing. Let's swing by and see if Mrs. Ibrahim has found her way home.
What did she tell you? Fatima?
I don't...
Fatima!
Mrs. Ibrahim, I'm really late for class.
You need to tell me what you know!
No joy, then?
Found somewhere that does cheaper petrol.
Nice egg custards as well.
Not much progress this end, either. The bad news is Natasha over at Safeguarding thinks we should think very carefully before revoking a protection order and barring Amina's parents from seeing her.
I thought about it. Let's get it done.
We're going to alienate her family and possibly the wider community. And the risk assessment suggests she's not in any imminent danger.
Besides being near death.
From her parents. She says if we believe we have strong enough case for an order, we probably have enough evidence to arrest them. Problem solved for at least 24 hours.
If we could find the mother.
And someone would talk. Without cooperation or a crime scene, we're stumped. The only person who seems to have plenty to say is curtain twitcher, Mrs. Littlewood.
She might have a bit of a bee in her bonnet, but if Amina was one of the people who was there this weekend...
Then we might have the crime scene.
And potentially the cutter.
Often, before a girl is cut, sometimes afterwards, the girl's family can make quite a fuss of her. It's seen as a very significant event within some practising cultures, a rite of passage, and the girl might have a celebration before she's... circumcised. Safeguarding said we should avoid saying mutilation.
Oh, yeah.
And what if this was Amina's party?
She can cry if she wants to.
Please don't sing. It'll be us in tears.
And if it was, it's very likely her friend Fatima would have been invited. I'm sure there's more she can tell us.
You should have another crack at her.
Hello? OK, put her through. It's your friend, Mrs. Littlewood.
Oh, goody.
What can we do for you, Mrs. Littlewood? Well, that's very helpful, Mrs. Littlewood. Thank you. We'll get right on to it.
Well?
Mrs. Sajikol just arrived home, and she has company.
Let's go. Bring that picture of Amina. Mrs. Sajikol?
Yes?
DCI Stern, DI Tanner. Sorry to bother you. We'd like to have a word, please.
What's this about?
Could we come in for a moment?
As you can see, I am a bit busy.
You're in a spot of spring cleaning, are we?
You're very observant. You must be good at your job.
We don't want to take up too much of your time, but it's regarding a serious matter. Your cooperation would be appreciated.
Well, if you can stand the smell of bleach.
I told you everything.
I know this is hard for you, Fatima. This is a difficult job for me too. Knowing someone is out there responsible for harming an innocent young woman.
I wish I could help you.
I think you can. I remember being your age. Me and my best friend, we told each other everything. We were like a secret society with a membership of two.
Why are you telling me this?
I wouldn't betray her confidence for anything. I wouldn't, you know, grass, I get that. But we were lucky. My friend was never in hospital, in a serious condition, depending on me to do the right thing. I've never been in your position, but if I was...
I really don't know anything.
Nothing at all. Not what she was looking forward to or worried about. Not her plans for the weekend. Shopping, a night out, a family gathering.
No.
Fatima, no one will be in trouble.
Mina don't have nights out. She's not allowed.
So her parents are really strict?
She's just not allowed nights out.
Are girls' nights in allowed?
Suppose.
Because we have reason to believe Amina was thrown a party at the weekend. She hinted on her Facebook page that she had exciting plans.
How many times do I have to tell you? I don't know anything.
You liked her status.
You're checking up on me now.
Why? Do you have something to hide?
No.
You liked her status.
I was happy she had exciting plans.
But you didn't ask her what they were?
Not on Baitbook, no.
In person, then?
I didn't get round to it. I was busy myself. We had guests.
But if she had a party, you'd be invited anyway, wouldn't you?
I wasn't invited to any party. I keep telling you, I don't know anything.
And if you did know something, would you tell me?
We understand Sakina Ibrahim is a friend of yours.
Sakina, I know her, why?
How do you know her?
What is this about? Is she okay?
We understand that you had a number of visitors on Saturday night.
And Sakina's daughter, Amina, was one of them.
This again. It's that old witch, isn't it? Offended because too many foreigners are in the same space at the same time.
As I said, we haven't received a complaint. We were making door-to-door inquiries and received a positive ID that Amina Ibrahim had been here. Amina has been the victim of a crime.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is she okay?
No, she's not.
I need to emphasise that a very serious crime has been committed. This happened during the period of time Amina is alleged to have been in your home.
No crimes have been committed in my home.
We want to eliminate you from our inquiries.
So now I am the person of interest. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to leave now.
Can you confirm whether you saw Amina Ibrahim this weekend? Was she a visitor to your home?
Do I have to call your superiors and report you for trespassing?
Was Amina Ibrahim a visitor to your home? We're trying to establish her movements at the weekend.
I don't know Amina Ibrahim.
You don't know her?
Bull, she's the girl you butchered and whose blood you're now scrubbing off your floor tiles.
Mike, leave it.
Always use a lot of bleach, do you?
D.S. Tanner?
Why? Do you want someone to clean out your mouth? I don't have to stand for this. Attacking me in my own home.
Don't worry, we're leaving.
Don't get too comfortable. You ain't seen the last of us.
Wait for me outside. Sorry about that. His mum got a refund from the charm school.
He should be the one apologising.
So, when is the last time you saw Mrs. Ibrahim? If there's anything you can tell us, even the smallest detail.
I saw her on Saturday night.
We should be detaining her, boss. We have reasonable suspicion.
We've got nothing.
We've got an eyewitness.
With enough motive to mislead.
And a suspect who is bleating her whole house.
Being house proud is not a crime.
She's destroying evidence. That's what she's doing. And we're sat here debating when we should be in there preserving the scene.
Sukina, where are you? Are you okay? I've been better. Have they gone?
I managed to seize the contents of Amina's school bag, and we've got the technical team working on her mobile phone. The most interesting thing in there was some screwed-up, torn paper. I've been trying to piece it together, something about pain. I'm not sure it's her handwriting, though.
Dear John?
I've given it to the forensics team to see if they can make any sense of it.
Good. Is the 24-hour watch at the hospital in place?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to stay back here a while. Sergeant Cole says she has something more to tell me about Saturday night. She asked me to give her until 8.
And I'm off to chase wild geese.
Is that what you call your dating efforts these days?
The odds of catching a wild goose are higher. Yes?
There's someone here to see you?
Is it the Mrs. Sergeant Cole?
She didn't give a name, but she said it was about Amina Ibrahim.
Good. I'm on my way.
Detective Stone.
Yes. I understand you have some information about Amina Ibrahim.
I do. I'm Sukina Ibrahim.
Take a seat.
Thank you. Am I under arrest?
No. Not yet.
I didn't harm my daughter.
But you know who did.
I need to be able to visit Amina, go home without fear of being arrested.
A serious crime has been committed. Someone is responsible. You'll understand I can't make any promises.
I didn't do it.
So who did?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it?
Yes.
You do understand that female circumcision is illegal, and the act of cutting or consenting to a minor being cut are crimes.
I haven't done those things.
You didn't organise your daughter's circumcision?
No.
Then who did? Your husband?
I've already told you.
You're working on it. Did you see Amina before she left for school this morning?
No.
Why not? Why not?
She didn't stay at home.
Where did she stay?
I don't know. This is my fault.
You don't know where your daughter stayed? If she was missing, why didn't you report it?
She wasn't missing. She...
She told me she was staying with a friend for the weekend.
Which friend?
Fatima.
But she didn't stay with this friend?
Not according to Fatima, no. She said she saw her early Saturday evening, but she left and didn't say where she was going.
You don't believe her? Have you asked her mother?
We're not... I couldn't.
Is it usual for you to let Amina stay over with friends?
No, absolutely not. But she begged me. Said they were working on a big presentation for school. She is a very good student.
So when did you last see your daughter?
On Saturday.
Where?
At home.
Have you had any contact with her since Saturday?
I spoke with her very briefly this morning. She said she was okay and on her way to school. It was very quick.
How did she sound?
It was quick. She was rushing. I was just happy to hear her voice. I need to go. I've told you everything.
You haven't told me everything.
I've told you everything I know.
Mrs. Ibrahim.
If you arrest me, you'll never find the person who did this.
Why not?
No one will speak to you.
Something more is going on here.
Maybe so, but Amina Ibrahim has been cut and you just let the prime suspect go.
We don't have anything. We need corroboration. If we arrest, all we've got is circumstantial evidence and lots of people telling us nothing.
But a night in a cell, a bit of pressure and we might have got a confession.
I doubt it. She knows we're clutching at straws.
Because Amina is unlikely to incriminate her.
That's right. We need to find out where Amina stayed at the weekend. We do that, we find the cutter.
Faith, how is she?
Same. Have you found her?
Not yet.
Look at our little girl. This is your fault.
My Amina.
I didn't lie.
So you keep saying. You won't be in any trouble if you tell me the truth, but this is your last chance. Now, before Monday morning, when was the last time you saw Amina? Was it on Friday or on Saturday?
Saturday.
I can't tell you anything else. You wanted the truth, and I've told you now. Please leave me alone.
I've had the press on the phone this morning looking for a comment. Someone's leaked that there's been a case of FGM at Woodward. Told them the usual. We're taking this crime very seriously. Investigation is ongoing, blah, blah, blah. But we've got to ramp up the pressure. Try and secure an arrest.
We could have arrested our main suspect.
And her accomplice.
We need a witness, the cutter, or a confession. Otherwise, we've got nothing. Any luck with Fatima?
I think Sakina Ibrahim's gagged her. Apparently, Fatima did see Amina on Saturday, but she's clearly traumatised.
So she probably knows who got Amina.
Exactly, but she's terrified of saying anything else. Understandably, she's worried about a friend.
Mrs. Ibrahim said no one would talk.
Not if she silenced them.
I think we should bring Fatima in for attempting to pervert the course of justice. She's admitted lying to the police.
She's 14.
Well over the age of criminal responsibility. I'm not saying we charge her. An interview under caution should be enough to loosen her up.
Or shut her down entirely.
She won't talk. Mrs. Ibrahim won't talk. Sadja Cole won't talk. What is it with these women? All the ones I meet won't shut up.
All the ones you meet aren't real.
We'll have to bring Fatima in. Go easy on her, though. Her friend is in hospital. Become a confidant. Gain her trust.
Give me 5 minutes with her.
You can question Mr. Ibrahim. I think it's time we brought him in too. Look, I have Mrs. Ibrahim under surveillance. She's currently at her daughter's bedside and I have an officer on standby to let me know the minute that changes. In the meantime, I'm going to see Sergeant Cole. Apparently she's ready to talk.
We come together to write and those who want to, they read their work.
You only write poems?
Mostly, yes.
So why the secrecy?
I needed to get permission from the other women.
So can I see one of these poems?
I don't. I can't.
You do share them?
With each other, yes.
But no one else?
No.
And Sakina Ibrahim is a member of this group?
She comes occasionally. I'm not trying to be difficult. The women... There are just some things we choose to keep private.
When was the last time your group met?
Saturday night.
And you said Sakina Ibrahim was present?
She was.
All the members came.
Was this a special occasion? A party, maybe?
This group is like a refuge for many women. It's therapy, that's all.
Right. Thank you, Mrs. Cole. I've got to go.
School came back and said in their internet history there have been recent searches under Amina's username about female circumcision.
She knew it was coming.
Not only that, someone else has been taking a keen interest in the subject during the same period.
Her bestie?
The very same. She's in interview room one now with a learning mentor. I've used the child protection angle with the school to make life easier.
Yeah, good thinking. Maybe she's at risk too.
Exactly. Are you coming in?
Not yet. Sakina Ibrahim is on the move. I'm following a taxi with her inside.
Mr. Ibrahim? I'm DS Tanner. You met with my colleague, Detective Stone. We have a few more questions for you.
Have you found the people yet?
The people?
Who did this?
That's why I'm here. I need you to come to the station with me, please.
And leave my daughter alone.
Where are you now?
We're heading south, approaching the Mandela roundabout.
She's running.
Maybe. I'll keep you posted. Keep Tanner updated.
Yes, boss.
I've told you everything. I've been round and round in so many circles with you, I'm getting dizzy. Now, my boss is nowhere near as nice as I am, and he's getting very impatient. I'm going to cut to the chase. If you don't start talking, he intends to charge you with attempting to pervert the course of justice.
He can.
He can. You've lied to the police.
I wasn't lying.
If found guilty, you could face a minimum sentence of 4 months in prison.
I forgot I saw her on Saturday.
You forgot? Okay, what else do you remember that you had previously forgotten?
I don't.
I suggest you think about it very carefully before you answer.
Do I have to answer?
No. You're not under arrest and you can leave at any time.
That's your current status, but that could change very easily.
You're just trying to scare me.
I'm trying to be your friend.
I don't know why you're so bothered. If Mean weren't in hospital, you wouldn't care less.
How do you know that?
I just know.
You're wrong. However, your friend Amina is in hospital. She's very poorly and it's our duty to find out who hurt
her. They didn't mean to.
Really? Now, how do you know that?
So you last saw Amina on Friday morning?
Yes, before school.
Why not Friday night? Saturday morning. It's confirmed she was at home.
Yes, but I wasn't.
Can you tell me where you were?
No, I can't. Shit! Gotcha.
When a girl is caught, it's for her own good. It's to ensure she...
I'm listening.
Yeah, but you won't get it.
Try me.
You get props, yeah? Like proper respect. It means you're a woman, you're pure and you're suitable for a husband. I know some people think it's wrong now and they're trying to stop it, but...
But?
Some of them have already been caught. They're already married, so it doesn't affect them.
But they're living with the consequences, often physical and psychological. They're trying to protect young women like you from going through the same thing.
But it's been in our culture for centuries.
That doesn't make it right.
Can't expect people like you to understand.
People like me might not understand why cutting female genitalia would ever be necessary. But we're also open-minded enough to hear what you have to say. So, to clarify, now Amina is cut, she's a woman. She's pure. And that means she's more likely to get married than you are.
No, you're mad. I was done way before her. And I didn't cry. When her mum was busy writing dumb poems and trying to bring shame on people, my mum was taking care of business.
So your mum had your back, figuratively speaking? So who had Amina's?
Sakina!
You followed me?
I told you we would need to speak to you again today.
I assumed you meant at the police station.
I did, until we realised you had other plans.
This?
Well, you can imagine how this looks.
While looks can be deceiving, my daughter is in hospital. I'm not going anywhere.
Except maybe prison.
Are you arresting me this time?
I'm trying to save you from arrest.
You're trying to get me to confess. I don't have time for this.
What, plane to catch?
If you had enough evidence, you'd have arrested me by now.
I just need reasonable suspicion. Your daughter has been circumcised. I have that.
So what are you waiting for?
I don't believe you're a willful criminal.
But you believe I am a criminal?
I think you may have done something because culturally it is deemed the right thing to do. It's not my job to make value judgments, only to protect citizens and uphold the law.
You have a decision to make, detective. I'm walking away now. Are you going to let me go about my business or not?
You know I can't let you catch that flight.
And I've told you I don't have a flight to catch.
Then who does? What's in the bag?
Bye, Mr. Stone.
This is your last chance, Mrs. Ibrahim. Shit. Zakina Ibrahim, I'm arresting you for the aiding and abetting of the act of FGM on Amina Ibrahim. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you do not mention or question something you later rely on in court.
Oh.
Anything you do say may be given evidence. Do you understand?
I don't understand. You don't understand.
It's just a little convenient that the weekend your daughter is hurt, you happen to be away. You could say out of the way, but you won't say where.
I don't like what you're implying. I had nothing to do with this.
Not literally, no, but you agreed to your daughter being cut, didn't you?
No.
To protect your daughter's status, you consented to it. That's right, isn't it?
No.
Do you make a habit of disappearing at weekends, Mr. Ibrahim? Well, do you?
Yes, I do. What are you going to do about it?
I've told you, I've got nothing more to say.
This is a really easy one. You said you last saw Amina on Saturday. Remind me. Where was that and what time?
I just want to go.
I won't keep you much longer. Just give me a time and a place.
Look, I saw Amina at my house. Can't remember what time. It was in the afternoon. She was going to some stupid poetry thing her mum was having.
OK, you can either give me the bag now or I alert airport security. Let me be very clear what that means. That's the difference between being in my custody or the custody of the counter-terrorism department. They can hold you for 14 days without charge.
You're being melodramatic. You don't even know what's in here.
Exactly.
What if I tell you...
This is non-negotiable. You either give me the bag or... Excuse me.
What are you doing?
Alerting security.
Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you. It's okay, thanks. Now, are you going to tell me who you're looking for? You check the entrance every few seconds.
What difference does it make now?
Well, that won't make it past the metal detectors. You're looking for the cutter.
We asked you before if Amina Ibrahim had been at your house on Saturday. You said no.
That's right.
And we have another witness who said that she was.
They're mistaken.
I'm curious to know why you would hide that from us.
Amina came. But she didn't make it through the door, so technically I told the truth.
I just want to go home.
So tell them what you know.
We're against FGM, Miss Kelly. We've made enough enemies, so we don't want the Poles to fall into the wrong hands.
They won't.
We're not activists. This isn't political. We just want to give women a voice and save girls from going through what...
I understand. We're on the same side.
Boss, is everything all right? Been trying to reach you.
It is now.
I don't think Sakina is guilty.
I know. We're here at the airport looking for the cutter, but we desperately need a name.
I'm on it.
Just got these texts in from Amina's phone. Apparently, there's a new player in town. Some lad from school called Abs. He was with Amina Saturday night.
Really? You getting anywhere with Mr. Ibrahim?
I'm letting him sweat it out. Thinks I'm on the phone with the boss.
Let's see who breaks first.
Faisal, my boss and I, we can see you're a decent man, a loving father. We don't think you had anything to do with harming your daughter. We don't want to waste any more of your time. We know you want to get back to Amina, and we want to put our time and resources into finding the bad guys. So And why don't you make this easier for both of us and just tell me where you were at the weekend? Faisal.
Amina thinks I have a second job and I walk away.
But that's not the truth.
No. The bedroom side of my marriage is finished. Over. So my wife... We have an arrangement. That's where I was when my little girl was hurt.
Fatima, you wouldn't tell Amina's mum the name of the cutter, but you will tell me.
What time is it? I just want to go home.
We all do. It's a shame because Amina can't go home. How's she going to feel when she finds out how you behaved and that you did nothing to help her? What will she think of you?
She'll understand. She'll understand.
Will she? Are you sure about that?
She knows I've got her back. I'm protecting her.
It's a bit late for that.
If her mum and dad find out...
Find out what? Find out what, Fatima? No more games.
They'll kill her.
I doubt that very much. I've been on the phone to my boss, and he has told me to give you 10 more minutes, and then we're placing you under arrest. How do you think your parents are going to feel about that?
You've got to promise you won't tell her mum and dad.
Is this about abs?
How did you know? Amina stayed at my house so she could go to the cinema with him.
They were her exciting plans?
Yeah. I had to sneak her back in afterwards.
So she stayed at your house Saturday night. What about Sunday?
I know she likes him. She likes him a lot. And his parents. Well, they're like my family. Very traditional.
No dating. I understand that, but what's this got to do with her being circumcised?
Well, his wife won't need to be. She'll have to be cut.
So, who cut her, Fatima? Who did this to your friend?
Amina said she was feeling sick, so I told her not to go to school, but she said her mum would check up on her.
Who cut her?
So she was just going to go and register.
Who cut her? Someone is going to prison for this, Fatima.
But my auntie didn't do nothing.
Your aunt did this. So she stayed at your house on Sunday night too. You need to tell me everything. Now. Your aunt's full name, everything you know.
You're too late.
Thanks, Sue. It's Amira Osman.
Thank you.
We haven't got long. Let's go. Excuse me, I'm the police officer. Police, out of the way, please.
There's a queue, sir.
I'm DCI Stone. I believe there's a wanted person travelling on flight EK-101. Amira Osman, I need you to ground the flight.
The plane's on the runway, sir. There's nothing I can do.
No! I've missed her. She's gone.
Amina has woken up. She's asking for you.
Amina's awake. She's awake.
Forensics have just come back. As far as they can tell, it's a poem. The handwriting isn't Amina's.
Makes sense. We have to decide what we're going to do about Fatima. I've sent her home for now. I think she's been through enough.
That'll be the boss's call.
I can't go in there. How can I face my daughter when the person who did this is still out there?
You did all you could.
I failed. Where's the honor in that?
Isn't that why your daughter was circumcised in the first place? For honor?
If you knew the disgrace I have brought on my family to protect Amina, and it was all in vain.
Your mother is here, my princess. Come in.
Mom. My Amina. I'm sorry. I'm I'm so, so sorry. Mom, I'm sorry. He tried to tell me. He tried to warn me.
Shh, hush.
I'll just be outside.
I was afraid. I was confused. She said, "It's now or never. Be brave. This is what you have to do. To endure, to be a woman, to be clean, to be pure. But Mom, the pain. I felt like I was being held underwater, the pain. I wanted to call out for you, but all I kept hearing over and over in my head. It's me telling you that I didn't want to hear you, stupid boy. It doesn't matter now. Shh. You need to rest. It does matter, Mom. You tried to tell me and I wouldn't listen.
We might still be the first force to secure an FGM conviction in this country.
Don't you know when to switch off, Sue?
Tell the boss.
The flight lands in 4 hours and 13 minutes. The CPS just need to pull a finger out.
She set the timer on her phone, boss. Is there a law against being that anal?
It's things like that that earn you promotions, Mike. Great job cracking that tough nut, Mr. Ibrahim.
Cheers, boss.
Who knew, eh? Two women.
When some men can't get one. Sukina's poem gave some insight into the situation. I found it very moving.
Where's that bloody off switch?
Are you ever fully switched on? They could use this to educate people.
Prevention's better than the cure.
That's right. Listen. Your eyes said you were saving me.
Here we go. I'll get another round in.
You'll sit right back down. You might learn something.
I wouldn't go that far. Your eyes said you were saving me. My body said we're dying. I woke not from the nightmare, but every day I'm trying.
Let no harm come to her. I look to the sky and pray. Protect her from torture. I say this every day.
Mina, I'm sorry.
Hi, Fatima. They cut me and called it love. Now I can love no more. To make love is too painful. But I couldn't love you more. You're perfect just the way you are. I hope you stay that way. Protect her from this torture. I look to the sky and pray.
Stone was played by Hugo Speer, Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and Sue by Deborah McAndrew. Sukina was Yusra Warsama, Fatima Nisa Cole, Faisal Chris Jack, and Mrs. Sarja Cole Carla Henry. A Cut Above was written by Marcia Lane and directed in Salford by Nadia Molinari.